This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's, well, it's only Thursday.
How?
I know.
How's that possible?
And the week gets longer and longer. So fun. Yeah. It's, you know why this week is taking longer? Because we're on vacation next week. So there's always more to do, and we're just trying to settle everything,
busy,
get it all
busy.
Set.
Busy, busy, busy.
I know you're going on a big trip, but I am going to have a massive staycation. Like, I'm going to go to two different trivia nights. Like, I am so excited. We're going to go into town and do a couple of museums and maybe have some dinner in town, drag our kid around. It's going to be so fun. I'm really excited.
For someone who is so happy to have the kids away, you really hang with him a lot, don't you?
He is definitely a fixture at our house. He doesn't live with us, but he's over there every day because we're working on this game.
I understand.
So he's over there and he's coding all day and he's out in the little guest house and clickety clackety click. Bring him a sandwich. Would you like a sandwich? Brought you a sandwich.
You make him lunch.
Sure. Sometimes. Sometimes he makes me lunch.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really fun. So he's, I don't know, he's at the right age. He's, I guess we're not old enough to be completely ridiculous and he's not old enough to be off doing his own thing. I don't know.
I told you yesterday, I don't think I'm going to try and get my kids out. You know, my very famously, my parents gave me luggage.
Yeah. You were a tough kid. You were tough.
I wasn't as tough as you think. But yes, me and my dad definitely were done with each other.
Mm.
Period.
It happens.
We were done.
So anyway, we have a big... We have a big week. It's not, nothing's fleshed out, but I'm just like ready to have that week to sleep in, totally screw up my schedule, start staying up a little later, sleeping a little later. It should be great. Yesterday we had band room. We had this friend of mine is turning 60, very close friend. And, you know, we've been asked to play the party. And this is probably my last gig. I'm going to say this is the last gig I'm ever going to do.
Can you just save that breath? You really shouldn't waste your breath.
I really
like that.
Think this one of them is going to be at some point. It's going to be the last one. I'm thinking it's this one.
Why?
Because it's just feeling like all of us are getting old. And
you have all the equipment. You love to do it.
Yeah. I like doing it at the house with drinks and friends and stuff. I don't like to pack everything up and move it to a new location and set it up. And
well, you're the singer.
Yeah.
You only have to carry your mic.
I don't do that, though. I never was that singer.
Oh, you don't even carry your own mic?
No, I don't even. Are you kidding me? I roll up. I come in on a horse-drawn carriage, you know, with a steam room in the back for my throat. And no, I always want to help. Like, I did never think that. I didn't find out till later. Like, I'd been in a GB band, whatever you call it, a cover band. And there was no, they would have been mad if I didn't help load in, load out.
Oh, all the bands are mad. None of them are happy
well,
with a singer.
I don't
like
when
that.
People are mad at me. So I was, me and the other, there were two singers in our band too. We were the, you know, all the girl songs I did, all the boy songs he did, and Danny.
Oh, Danny.
Danny Gorman. And Danny Gorman and Sarah Clark. And we sat there, roll, you know, how you have to roll chords. You have certain, like, you get yelled at the first few times you roll chords.
No.
Yeah. Bring, you know, but you give it like a quarter twist every time you bring it around. You give it a quarter twist so it all lays flat. It's just like a way to.
You mean wrapping cables?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rolling cords, whatever. I don't know what the technical term for it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I would do it. I would lug the stuff. It was, you know, I felt good about that. Like, that was my contribution. That and the singing, I guess.
Mm.
The groupies.
All the happy customers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Gotta keep them coming back for more of him.
you're awesome.
Thanks. Thank you for noticing. I really appreciate it, especially in my advanced age. I really wish living on those old time days.
I had enjoyed those my teen years as much as you did.
Yeah.
I really blew it.
And later now in life, I do feel like I look back and not without, I mean, I think everybody has a few things. I'm like, I really wish I hadn't done that. But by and large, that part of my life, I'm like, I learned a lot and I figured out who I was and how I wanted my life to be. And, you know, really what I felt about my place in the world, not just from, you know, tearing through New England, but that whole experience, you know?
Well, I think that is, like, for me, I really did think, look, people have been doing that joke about, you know, marriage is where, you know, sex lives go to die.
Yes, yeah.
That joke's been around forever. Mm-hmm. It's been the lead joke in sitcoms and stand-ups. And I have absolutely sat there and thought, I am going to be careful. I'm not going to have any pregnancies and I'm not going to have any diseases. And when I get married, we're going to do it every day.
Yep.
And now I look back and go, you blew it, dude. Everyone told you. You heard the joke from like 5 years old all the way up.
Yeah.
Here I am married going, oh. Should have had way more sex when I had the chance.
And I actually thought that I would be the exception of that, too. Like, you know, me and John were years in and still fully. It's kids. It's the kids that do it. Alex, it's the kids that do it. It's very much the kids.
Yep. I mean, no offense, kids.
Yeah, kids. Although kids don't want their parents to. Either, so
they're happy
they're out of
the cold water on the sex life. Okay,
they're
well,
like, gross. You guys do it, so you've done. There's two of us, so you've done it twice, right? Maybe three times. Yeah, it's definitely.
It. I'm happy for you. You're good that you did that.
You know, the other day
I'd say that to the kids now, but the kids will be like, "I don't really want to." Yeah, I wanted to. Do it all the time.
Right, yeah.
I just was holding back because I thought, you know you're going to get caught one way or another. Don't blow it, dude.
Mm.
You're lucky. You did all the things you wanted to do and never got caught.
Well.
That I know of? Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, it was fine. But like I said, there were things that were regrettable about some of that stuff. The other day, speaking of there being no sex in marriages, I think I'm so cool, you know, that I'm dropping hints about, hey, it's Friday and, thinking about hopping in the shower. Cause Riley's hanging at the house. So I'm trying to get John like, hello, if this is going to happen, it's going to, you know,
wake up, Holmes.
Hello.
Wow.
So I think I'm being
cool. This is
cool.
Last Friday.
This is two or three Fridays ago. You know, there's Riley hanging at the house. C blocking me, turns out. And so I'm trying to, you know, I'm dropping hints to John and stuff. And finally, John kind of picks up. He's like, no, it's all right.
What?
You know, really, he turns it down. And Riley's like, oh, shut down. And I'm like, how do you even know what we're talking about?
Oh, God.
He's like, I'm stupid.
What was the hint?
Just
she
you know,
was saying, I'm going to go
saying,
shower.
I'm going to go take a shower. It's full. Oh, look at the time. It's 4 o'clock.
This is our time.
This is the time. And I'm trying to, like, be cool and get him away from Riley. Like, you know, let's get Riley out of here. Come on. We got business to take care of.
You're still, it's nice that you offered. I'm sure, like.
I think we did it the next day. It has to happen. I just can't, you know, because I don't need the mood. By the if a week goes by and he, then I'm like, oh, Jesus, now I got to, let's go do some stuff.
Well, yeah. We like it.
Yeah, but I'm ready now.
And as important as it is, we also like you. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's part of it, too.
He is definitely... He definitely likes me.
707 says, marriage is not where my sex life goes to die. It's where my freak flag goes to fly. That's a neat saying, but you clearly don't have kids. And if you do, and you're still, then you are the exception. Yeah. Congratulations.
Is that called like a white elephant? What is it called when you're like just such a unicorn? You're like the unicorn marriage. Is that what it is? I don't know. There's like all these expressions.
That's a Christmas game.
Yeah.
It just comes down to a lady either fully understands that a man wants that and is like, I'm just going to take care of that. I get it. And it's easy. It is easy. It's not that hard.
Well, for some people, it's easy. For John, I can make that happen so fast. Like sometimes he's like, oh, slow down. You know, he wants to. And I don't want to enjoy it. I just want to do it. Let's get it over with. It's happened.
Well, there
it's
you
over.
Go. That's right. What I'm saying. Well, you said for some. Oh well, for some people it's easy, and then you just explain how easy it is for John.
You're saying it's easy. It's like an easy thing to do. For some people, not easy.
Oh, some right. People, you're talking about
45.
Yeah.
And.
Oh.
Yeah.
He is a unicorn though.
Is he?
I think so. A guy
I
his
hope
age.
So.
His back shouldn't even allow him to be
well,
at that.
He's been
for
doing it for
minutes.
Years, so I guess he's, you know, those muscles are in perfect condition.
And I'm not even kidding. Get a little crazy at this age, you know, much longer than you're used to, and you'd be all,
I think I pulled something back there.
I am sore.
Right.
There's already the ab workout, but geesh.
Yeah. I just feel like
I slipped a disc.
If it took John a lot longer, I would be a lot more reluctant. Because I just don't. I'd be like, you know what? You get to just start yelling when you're. I'll be nearby when you're getting to a point. You let me know and I'll come in and we can finish that together. I don't know what I can say.
What are we even talking about?
I don't 925 says, Vinny, you think luggage was bad? When I graduated high school at 17, my parents had to sign a waiver for me to join the Marine Corps. They couldn't sign fast enough.
Oh, because you were only 17 when you graduated.
Yeah, that's the way it was for my dad, actually.
Oh, he also signed right in?
He signed up. Yeah, wanted.
He went early, right?
Yeah.
Did you say he lied or that he?
No, he did exactly what these people did.
Oh.
He was underage and his mom went, yep, let me sign that. Have a good one.
You think he was like you when he was little? Like,
no.
Did your grandma ever say, like, that kid was a huge pain in the ass who never stopped talking?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all.
Where do you think you got is it your mom? It's your mom's side.
It's my mom's side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is Uncle John her brother?
Yes.
And was he also just like,
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, genetically speaking, you're Uncle John.
You know, when we got, so yesterday I ran out of here and I was like, I was trying to get some exercise, but I also had to go get the kid.
This is the last swim lesson.
And there's an email that says, the teacher is sick and I haven't been able to find anyone to take over. And I remember Monday, the teacher was like, it's okay, I have laryngitis, but I'm fine.
It's not contagious.
And there was a point where they were in the pool together. Face to face.
Oh, no.
And as soon as I see this email, I'm looking at that moment and thinking, she got my kid sick.
Mm.
Right before
Right as we're going
Hawaii.
On vacation.
Oh, no.
And is she, though? Is she sick?
She's not, but it's just that thought
God.
That
Where's
went through my
wood?
Head.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
What are you banging?
She's trying to knock on wood, yeah.
So far, yeah. So far, not. But I definitely, like, this whole time through the month, I've been trying to, like, someone coughs, I'm all...
It's just the last thing you want because it just sucks to be sick on vacation. It like ruins everything.
Sucks
you
want to be sick ever, but
it
yes,
does. But you want to be sick when you have to. When you I can't come to work.
This one going around is pretty brutal.
It is
and lengthy.
Yeah, and it takes time to set
you
into.
Murdered by
I
that
was,
last week.
First, Cameron came home sick, and Anita was like, "I'm good. I'm good for like a week at least." And then Anita she was down and out. And I'm like, oh, everybody in my family's sick. Yikes. Good thing. And I sleep separately. And I felt like, man, my immune system is pounding. I'm strong. And then when it hit me, it hit me. I was like, oh, I had those moments where I was just laying down going,
Well, it came on fast because I think we were here that Tuesday. And then that was it. Like you seemed fine. And then later that day, you're like, I am not well.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, no sick days for us because we can work from home.
Awesome.
Awesome. Everything is awesome. I know.
Well, anyway, so I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm off the hook for that. But now we got to worry about the cold.
Right.
So I said to the missus, you know, oh, she was sick and, you know, we dealt with it. And I said she had laryngitis on Monday, but I didn't think to, you know, pull her out of the class because it seemed like, okay, she's here. She's swimming.
Right.
She says it's only laryngitis. Some people do get
that. Sure, absolutely. Like, you could not even be sick and lose your voice. Just, it happens.
And Christina goes, oh, I better not tell you. Never mind.
Oh, Jesus, I hate when people do that. Don't even, just, you have to now. You have to now.
And she goes, well, my coworker, she started with laryngitis and now she has COVID.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, wow.
That's still a thing, huh?
What else can jump into my day? And then my email goes, ding, you have a meeting tomorrow. And I'm like, oh,
just a come quick on. Break. You know we need to meet about that. That won't take too long. It'll be good.
Oh, no, I'm not. I mean, it is what it is.
Sure. Yeah. But still.
Just add it to the pile.
Throw it on. Throw it on there.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're not sick. Fingers crossed.
Oh, my God. All my fingers and toes are crossed for you right now. It's just, I want you to have such a good time. I mean, the whole point of a vacation is to go and be rested when you come back. Be ready. Miss the crazy chaos of this job. And then come back and
Uh-oh. Here's a couple texts. 415 says, I hate to say, but my husband is 53 and is still a 45er also. It's exhausting.
Yeah. Yep.
Another 415, totally different number. Try being with a man who can't finish. Oy, torture. Or you could just love it.
Yeah, embrace it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantasy world you're living in right there.
Sarah, I know guys will do anything, but please don't refer to me as a white elephant in my marriage. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
When did you use white elephant? What was the reference?
Well, I said white elephant for the unicorn.
Oh,
like, I was trying to come up with, like, that unique, that one-of-a-kind thing. Does she feel like a white elephant? Don't be so mean to yourself. That's a terrible thing to say.
I don't know. I didn't even think of that.
I was
still trying to get the reference.
I think that's just a fun Christmas gift, I think is what Bryn said. Mm-hmm. You're a fun, well-wrapped Christmas gift.
Well, whatever.
I meant nothing by it. My goodness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, let this be a warning to you. This is a public service address. This is only a test.
Yeah, there's colds going around. You don't want it. Be careful out there.
Yeah, exactly. KLLC. KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Something's got
a hold on me. Oh, jeez.
That's all I need to say.
All right. But we're on this guy again.
Man, you guys have to talk over it.
Every single time. Come on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.